Excellent. And you live very close by to this. How do you feel about all these honkers coming into your neighborhood and taking over?
It's wonderful. Everybody's smiling.
And you are too.
Yes. Yeah, it's a great event.
Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
11 years of this now. What do you think of these people coming and taking over your neighborhood?
I love it. This is what neighborhoods are for. I mean, really, having all these folks come from all parts of the country and locally is just an amazing thing. I think Honk is one of the social highlights of the entire year for Somerville. I really do.
And what do you think of today's event?
Well, so far so good. We're inspired maybe to come and join School of Honk next year.
Not this year.
Not this year.
You come to Honk Fest? Why did you come here?
We're looking for my mom.
Oh, your mom's here. Good luck finding her. There's a lot of people here.
We have mobile phones now, so it's actually, you know, kind of easy to find somebody this way. Whereas when I was a kid, you know, we come here, we just have to look around and...
The only drawback is I tried calling Diane when we got separated, and with all the cacophony, you can't hear your phone ring.
Oh, well, that can be a problem, yes.
Yes, not hearing a cell phone ring is about the biggest problem one could have at Honk. But the benefits and joy of celebration far outweigh that problem. Believe me, would I lie to you? Forward Marching Band from Madison, Wisconsin, were just one of dozens of bands to perform in and around Davis Square throughout the day and night on Saturday, October 8th. Forward Marching Band, acknowledging local political struggles during one of their sets. I asked band members how they were so keenly aware of a local issue.
The internet's a fabulous tool for that, and organizers who know how to use it. That's what's important. The resistthepipeline.org website is incredibly informative and well-designed. So that's a great example of electronic apparatus aiding effective activism.
And you enjoy coming here every year because you come back every year. You're almost like family. We see you guys here every year now.
The Honk Festival is wonderful, and we wouldn't exist without the Honk Festival, because the example of an activist street band that the Honk Festival gave a name to, a honk band, is what spawned us. It let us understand, we could gather together and make music in support of our activism. So we owe our existence to this Honk Festival.
So what brings you back here every year?
Well, look around! This is it. And then this town itself is just awesome. People, awesome place to come back, right?
More or less, our first performance was a big demonstration in February. There was 100,000 people around our square, and that was the first time we played out in public. I think we had like 10 drums and a French horn and an accordion. And
that was Ted McManus, Junko, and Dave of the Forward Marching Band out of Madison, Wisconsin. The Yes Man Brass Band came from Austin, Texas to perform at the Honk Festival in Davis Square.
Mm-hmm.
What have you seen today that you've liked so far?
I've liked every band I've seen, and I can't name the names of them, but I've seen 4 bands so far, and I haven't even gotten to Bread and Puppet yet, which is always one of my favorites. But every band I've seen has been great in a different way, which is why Honk is so great.
Yes, I lived in Somerville for over 20 years, and I look forward to Honk every year. It's always on my calendar. I love Honk. I love the whole street vibe. I especially enjoy the bands that come from other countries, like Italy and France, because they bring a little different perspective.
Bob from Somerville mentioning his preferred international perspective. The band Chaotic Insurrection Ensemble are from Montreal, Quebec. They taught the crowd a sing-along in French.
The next song is called On Lâche Rien. It's a French song. It has words. The words are On Lâche Rien. That means we will not give up. We would invite you all to sing with us. So let's try it together. On Lâche Rien. On Lâche Rien. On Lâche Rien. On Lâche Rien. On lâche rien, 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 on lâche rien.
Politics are a key part of the Honk Festival. The Green Party for Jill Stein was out in force. I spoke with Kitty from the Green Party and asked her about how her message was being received.
Here at the Honk Festival, we've had a really mixed reviews. We've had a lot of people who are interested in knowing more who really don't know anything about the Green Party platform, and we've been able to raise a lot of awareness, so that's given me a lot of hope, and it's made me a note a lot easier.
What do you say to people who say that might get Donald Trump elected?
I would say that Jill Stein is the only true feminist presidential candidate who's running. When we think about what feminism means, it does not mean only being concerned for the women and children in our country or for being a hero for them to look up to when we overlook the fact that there are women and children in Syria who are dying based on the aid of Hillary Clinton and her advice in the government.
But there's the issue of voting for Jill Stein versus voting for Hillary Clinton, and then Trump gets in on the minority vote.
Well, if Trump gets in, I'm honestly not terrified of that reality because of how closely the Donald Trump family and the Clinton family have been over all of the years. So I really think that it's going to be like Coke or Pepsi to have either of them in the office. However, as a Massachusetts voter for Jill, I'm aware that my vote will contribute to us garnering 5% at minimum to help us give a real chance for a representation of more than two parties.
That, of course, is her opinion. But I remember Ronald Reagan winning Massachusetts in 1980 with 48% of the vote and 5% going to an independent candidate. Jake is a volunteer at the Honk information table.
I mean, I remember the first time I discovered Honk was just randomly walking through Davis Square, probably 8 years ago, and there were brass bands and people marching around and music, and I was like, whoa, what is this? What a cool thing that my community has. And so I've tried to come back every year since then, and I always absolutely love it.
People are happy here.
Yeah, it seems like a joyful, come as you are, be who you are kind of environment, and it feels good to be here.
Yes, it does feel good to be here. We'll go out with Boston's own Dirty Water Brass Band doing a Michael Jackson classic. This program was recorded, written, and edited by your host, Chuck Rosina. Thanks to Dave Goodman for providing additional field recordings. For more information about Honk, visit their website, honkfest.org. Thanks for listening.